last hour, they've given us an update that they've made 38 arrests and recovered 4 knives. And they said a man believed to be in his 20s has been stabbed. His injuries are not life-threatening. But overall, it's been a really peaceful and enjoyable day for people.
Well, it's another cheerio day in good old England, where a bunch of knife engineers are practicing their knife wares on UK citizens. Again, I'm going to get arrested for talking about this. I'm going to get extradited to this crap fest over here because I'm noticing something over here. It was stabby, but mostly peaceful. This is brutal. This guy lives somehow. He gets stabbed in his neck at least 3 times. And he's out here walking his kid. So here he is. And that's the man right there. And here's the engineers and scientists. Fresh off the engineer and scientist boat. And boom, right in the neck. Right in the neck. Back here is his wife, I presume. There's a stroller and a dog. I'd fire that dog, S.I. I don't know what kind of dogs you guys have in England. Neuter dogs, I'm guessing, but I don't know. It looks like a German Shepherd, by the way. And it's the world's crappiest German Shepherd. It just, or maybe it's protected the kid. Hopefully the German Shepherd's like, listen, the dad's a bit of an asshole. But you come after this kid or this woman, I'm going to rip your testicles off and feed them to you. I don't know. Maybe there's room for error there. And they stab him some more time. Look at this. Stab him a bunch of times. Now the guy's going to bleed out. I thought this guy was dead. There's blood all over the place. And all of these engineers and scientists and future space doctors, they laughing and they loving it. They're like, oh, they're laughing in their own non-English language. And he's over here on the ground. The dog's still not doing anything. These idiots over here filming the entire thing. They loving it, by the way. They loving it. Take that, Englishmen. Take that, you stupid Englishmen. You deserve to die. Colonization. So now we're going to kill you. And again, the people who are running this place, Sadiq Khan is like, oh, this is fine. This is fine. I thought knives were illegal, by the way. No. It's only illegal for you scumbag English citizens to have knives. Yeah, all of these dudes from North Africa, it's totally fine. Actually, we give them knives when they get over here. Yep. We give them knives. We sharpen them for free. We got a whole system over here. These idiots can't read in their own home language, but somehow know how to get knives, how to mail the knives in to some sort of government home office to have them resharpened and sent back to these scumbags. All taxpayer funded, of course. And then the taxpayers get stabbed to death over here. Stabbed to death. And again, if you got a problem with any of this, we'll arrest you. We'll arrest you. You got a problem about this in America? You come get me. I got some of the 1776 in me. You sent some redcoats over here. You sent some red. Let's see how that works out, right? I'll give you a good old fashioned Boston Tea Party. How you like them apples? That guy's alive somehow. This show's crazy, Abe. That dude is still somehow alive. Holy balls! And I'm hoping he has learned it this time. You live in a completely non-legitimate country. I'm not telling anybody to break the law. I'm not telling anybody to violate the social contract of their government. I'm just saying. I love guns. And even if it was illegal for me to have a gun, I'd probably still have a gun because I ain't getting knifed in the neck. I'm going to get a dog with barbed wire teeth and I'm going to have a gun if I'm in a place that's being inundated with illegal aliens, right? Next time I'm down there in Pismo or San Diego, right? Listen, you see me and you're thinking, you know what? I'm going to knife that dude in the neck. Just know I got some of that porcupine energons and I poke back. I poke back big time. So, Englishmen, right? You've been completely and utterly invaded. Your government hates you. They're arresting you for memes. Meanwhile, they're bringing in dudes to stab you in the neck. Three men. Check their teeth. I got a feeling they're probably Not unaccompanied minors, but three men aged 34, 29, 26, as well as a 22-year-old woman were all arrested on suspicion of attempted murder and are now in police custody. They'll be let go. This guy will be arrested. He will be arrested for not dying. Oi, you on your west? What am I under arrest for? I got stabbed. Oh, you on your west because you fomented riots, right? Because you didn't die. Now you got people out there like Tommy Wobbins is going to burn stuff down, so now you're under arrest. No, this guy got stabbed in the neck. Slanted news story on the video. Yeah, they're going to blame the Englishman. Yeah. Look at this stupid asshole from Birmingham over here. Trying to walk down the street with has a baby. Everybody knows Muslims hates dogs, right? So get rid of your dogs. Stop eating meat. Stop drinking alcohol and get rid of your dogs, or you're going to offend all of our brand new future scientists and engineers. And if you do that, they're allowed to stab you. And if you got a problem with that, we'll arrest you. That's what's happening in this place. They want to bring that here. Good luck. We've got trillions of rounds of ammunition in this place. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. But there you go, boys. The stabbings don't seem to be going down. That's weird. The stabbings don't seem to be going down. I wonder if this is going to lead to more chaos. And I'm sure the government is going to arrest the people who are noticing that the stabbings aren't going to go down. Scumbags. I think so much for watching the video. It's important to keep up to date with this atrocity over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.